is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Peter King. President Trump says America is back. That proclamation coming during last night's address to a joint session of Congress, where he described his first weeks in office this way.
It has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country.
He spoke about tariffs on imports from China, Mexico, and Canada just hours after they went into effect.
Whatever they tariff us, other countries, we will tariff them. That's reciprocal, back and forth. Whatever they tax us, we will tax them.
And while Trump said the days of rule by unelected bureaucrats are over, he praised his chief cost cutter, Elon Musk, who Democrats say wasn't elected by anyone.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Everybody here, even this side, appreciates it, I believe.
I'm Matt Piper. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan delivered the Democratic response to President Trump's speech.
America wants change, but there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way. And we can make that change without forgetting who we are as a country and as a democracy.
And on tariffs and the economy.
The president talked a big game on the economy, but it's always important to read the fine print. So, do his plans actually help Americans get ahead? Not even close.
That line of storms that ripped through the parts of the Deep South yesterday has moved east after leaving two people dead in Mississippi and heavy damage there and in Texas and Oklahoma. Some of those high winds made it to Louisiana. This man lives in Gramercy between New Orleans and Baton Rouge and says he's pretty sure a tornado blew past his house.
I saw it coming, and next thing you heard, we walk inside and I tell my fiance, I was like, hit the floor. And next thing you know, it blows my daughter's window out.
Those storms now stretch from North Florida into Canada. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a restful night. He remains in stable condition. His prognosis is still guarded after nearly 3 weeks of hospitalization for double pneumonia. The Supreme Court will hear two cases involving a decades-long dispute over how to store thousands of tons of nuclear waste. A preview from CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court has two questions. Can Texas and private landowners challenge a decision to grant a license to private companies to store nuclear waste? And does the commission have the authority to license to store that waste away from nuclear reactor sites?
Wall Street appears ready for a comeback after 2 days of heavy losses, the Dow dropping 670 points yesterday, but Dow futures this morning are up 245. S&P futures are up 38. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Winds will kick in and temperatures will drop. A wind advisory starts this afternoon and runs through midnight for the area. Gusts of up to 50 miles an hour are expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Last night, Racine's City Council voted for change. In a narrow vote, they decided the mayor will no longer appoint members of council committees. Rather, the council president will do so. Those committees will also elect their own leaders. Before, that was a mayoral role. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. All the hubbub at the Hobnob wasn't a big deal. There was a lot of fire trucks at the restaurant near the county line last night at around 6. There doesn't appear to have been a fire. Initial reports indicate the fans in the kitchen area stopped working, causing the call and the need to clear out the restaurant briefly. There's more than just a referendum on the ballot in Racine and Kenosha. There are contested seats on the Common Council in Racine, plus school board races in both communities. The Racine County Eye has a Get to Know the Candidates section on their website. Races are listed and candidates are sharing a little bit about themselves. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed a video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota. Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that in the past now, I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain, some of it locally heavy in the overnight with blustery east winds, lows in the lower 40s. Rain will be likely Wednesday, changing to snow in the late afternoon. Falling temperatures, little to no snow accumulation is expected. It's 42 at our studios.
Day used to be like take a girl out to the movies, right? That used to be perfect because you're like, oh, that's not expensive. But have you been to the movies lately, though? Have y'all been to the $9.50 a pop in New York City? $9.50, that's $19. Ladies, let me explain. If I spend $19 on a first date, that ain't a first date no more. That is a committed relationship. See, I love you. Shoot, second date, I'm gonna ask you to marry. For movies, you should not have to APR finance tickets to get in the movie. To cuddle, and my girl, she likes to cuddle and talk and kiss and her. At $19 a pop, we paying attention to everything that's happening on that screen. There ain't no interruptions. Every time she like, give me a kiss, I'm grabbing her head. Girl, watch the movie. Pay, watch the movie. You know what? Get your number two pencil out, because I'm going to quiz you when this movie's over.
Kingsman, Louie, local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 6:09. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday morning. I see you made it through March 4th. I made it all the way to March 5th. That's good. I was going to say it's cloudy and 42 degrees at Radio Park, but I changed all that because I just heard the rain pummeling the roof of our building So I'm going to say rainy and 42 degrees at Radio Park. Rain and snow today. Temperatures falling to around 35. Little or no, you're not going to get much accumulation anywhere because it's too warm. Chance of snow tonight. Lows 24. Sunny with a high near 40 tomorrow. That's nice. Sunny and 40. I like that. Currently, again, it's raining. 42 degrees right here at Radio Park. It's just you and me all morning. We have no guests. Just lots and lots of timeless hits together. And let's get going. Here's Neil Diamond. WRJ at home of the Racine Raiders once again. I love saying that. Racine Raiders football kicks off on Saturday, May 3rd, from historic Horlick Field right here on WRJ. And it's so good to say that again. Here's Neil. You got to me.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mother said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say it, please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say it, please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. Alright, come on now.
You got to me, Neil Diamond, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 613. All right. I know you have to have a lot of money on your hand to do something like this. Way too much money. A flaming hot Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon character sold at auction for $88,000. Now, whoever bought it apparently thinks it's going to be worth more than that someday, or maybe they just want to be cool and they bought it just to eat it for $88,000. A flaming hot Cheeto. Looks like a Pokemon character. I guess if I get a potato chip, I could see anything I wanted there. But that's a good way to make a living. Find some sucker to pay $88,000 for one flaming hot Cheeto. That's pretty good, huh? That's what you should be going to school to learn. How to con people out of their money on Cheetos. Here's Gene Pitney.
It hurts to be in love when the only one you love turns out to be some. So you cry a little bit.
Hey, it hurts to be in love. Love all his songs. He's good. You know what he did when he retired? And as a matter of fact, a person who used to work here knew him very well. After he retired, he owned a yacht club in Connecticut, like a, you know, a boat yacht club in Connecticut after he gave up, you know, was done singing. He still does some engagements, but that's what he did with the rest of his life, Gene Pitney. And he passed away several years ago, but what a great catalog of music he's got. All right, talk about a hero. This guy lives in Australia. His name is James Harrison. He just passed away the other day at the age of 88. People called him the man with the golden arm because of how much blood he donated, or more technically, blood plasma. You see, he had a rare antibody used to treat disease in unborn babies. He found out about it as a teenager and donated it every 2 weeks until he was 81. Here are the stats. He gave blood 1,173 times, and get this, saved the lives of more than 2.4 million babies. 2.4 million babies owe their lives to this gentleman. And that's a hero, right? Obviously. Hey, coming up right now, we've got Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Anora was the big story at the Oscars this year, and if you haven't seen it yet in theaters or on pay-per-view, you'll soon have an opportunity to stream it. Anora was nominated for 6 Oscars and won 5. The film also made history as director Sean Baker tied the record for winning the most Oscars in one night by one person. He's in pretty good company, too. The record was held exclusively by Walt Disney until Sunday night. If you want to see what all the fuss is about, check out Anora on Hulu March 17th. In case you haven't heard, word has gotten out that Adrian Brody's partner that he mentioned in his lengthy acceptance speech, which I believe is still going on.
There's so many people to thank. I will really try and be as brief as possible.
I thought so. Brody also mentioned Georgina's 2 teenage children that she had with Weinstein. Weinstein is serving a 23-year prison sentence for rape and sexual assault, really hoping the kids got the mother's genes and talk less than Brody. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said, mama said.
Said.
Mama said there'll be days like
Mama knew. The wisest person I ever met in my life, my mother. My father was wise, but my mother just blew it out of the water. She knew everything. 622, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Rain and snow today. Temperatures falling to around 35. Chance of snow tonight, lows 24. And sunny tomorrow with a high near 40. We're talking no accumulation, so don't worry about it. Don't panic. Cloudy and 42 degrees at Radio Park, but I'm going to amend that because it's really raining in parts of Racine right now. Cloudy in some parts, rain in the others. 42 degrees everywhere, especially here at Radio Park. All right, you ever sit down to dinner and decide, I don't want to eat that because you don't like that person's cooking? Well, a 43-year-old woman in Florida was just arrested for aggravated battery after she stabbed her boyfriend. It happened during an argument that started because the boyfriend wouldn't eat her cooking. I'm eating everything from now on. I'm not taking any chances whatsoever. I never had broccoli in my life, but I'm going to eat it tonight. Especially the way you cooked it. I love it. Here are the Grassroots Midnight Confessions at WRJN. Midnight Confessions, 626, local news, timeless hits at WRJN, and your home for Racine Raiders football beginning May 3rd. They are back on WRJN, the Racine Raiders. How exciting, huh? Yeah. Hey, Forbes released a list of the highest paid actors of 2024. Some of the names really surprised me on the list here. Number 10 was Will Smith, $26 million. Adam Sandler surprised me, $26 million. Nicole Kidman is number 8, $31 million. Same for George Clooney, $31 million. Brad Pitt at number 6, $32 million. Hugh Jackman, $50 million at number 5. Jerry Seinfeld, $60 million. Now, this can't be all from movies. It's got to be from his TV show as well. Number four, Kevin Hart. Another guy surprised me. Kevin Hart, number three, $81 million. Ryan Reynolds, $85 million at number two. And number one really doesn't surprise me because he's in so many movies. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $88 million. Hopefully, in the next few weeks, we'll have the highest paid disc jockeys in America. We got to find them first. Let's see who's making the money. 627 Local News, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Oh, I love the music of Rick Nelson. There's Lonesome Town.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away. And they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years. And the only price you is a heart for tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles away.
Make a movie of his life. He had an interesting life. Rick Nelson started as a little kid on his mom and dad's TV show, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, went on to become a top teenage idol. He even had a song called Teen Idol. And then he had that tragic night on New Year's Eve when he was going to a gig and his plane crashed and took the life of him and his band, and was on a New Year's Eve gig he was going to do. And they got to do a movie of his life. Somebody's got to write that thing. 629, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Cops in Oklahoma released audio of a little kid calling 911 asking for emergency donuts. Turns out he was playing with an old phone that still made emergency calls. They posted the audio and asked parents to be careful with his old phones. But yes, the cops did bring him donuts. Wow, I didn't know about that. You know, not that the old phones, you know, still dial 911. I didn't know cops deliver donuts. Huh. That's interesting to know. I like that. 6:30 on the noggin. Let's see what's going on. Once again, with local news, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. Initial reports indicate the victim suffered from stab wounds and blunt force trauma. The investigation is continuing. A wind advisory kicks in later today and temperatures will drop. We'll get a look at that alert and the forecast coming up. Last night, the city council in Racine voted to shift some powers away from the mayor. The changes now give the council president authority to appoint people to the council committees. Prior, the mayor took on that role. The mayor used to appoint heads of those committees, but now the committee will vote on their own leadership. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A convicted sex offender found living across the street from Knapp Elementary was arrested this week. The 41-year-old was taken into custody after investigators found child sex abuse material on his social media accounts and other evidence not suitable to mention. It's led to multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders is scheduled to speak at UW Parkside Friday.
It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour and targets districts narrowly won by Republicans in 2024. The rally in the DeSimone Arena aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts to social programs. Sanders' Wisconsin visit includes a stop in Altoona on Saturday. District 8 in Racine Unified is up in April. There's also several council seats up for grabs. In addition to a referendum request, there's a lot on the Racine ballot April 1st. If you want to get to know more about your candidates, check out Racine County I. They've got a Get to Know You section about the candidates on their website. Almost everyone running in the races have shared a little bit about themselves. You can read all about it at RacineCountyI.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, the job market may not be as red hot as it once was, but I'll tell you what, if you're pursuing a career in agriculture, there's still plenty of opportunity. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And coming up on March 11th, technical colleges across the state want to focus in on that agriculture opportunity. It's Wisconsin Technical College System Ag Day. And according to Terry Rotz, who's part of the Ag Day celebration, people need to understand the excellent opportunities that agriculture is providing students.
Students, again, you know, they're gravitating towards those short-term technical diplomas and certificates. It's a more affordable way to get the credentials that they need that they can use in the workforce. I think overall in the ag industry, I always tell my students, as long as you have an ag degree, you're probably going to find a job pretty easily. The job market in agriculture is always very strong. Ag's needed every day by everybody, you know, whether it's the food we eat or the clothes we wear.
Terry Rotz, she is with the Wisconsin Technical College System, March 11th, their Ag Day celebration. You can find out more about that celebration and getting involved at mstc.edu. mstc.edu.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
And it may not look like it today, but county fair season's just around the corner. The Wisconsin Pork Association helping some young people get involved with swine projects. They've given 50 young people $100 scholarships to help offset the cost of their upcoming 4-H and FFA swine projects. The Youth Pig Project Scholarship Program started in 2003 to encourage young people to become involved in the Wisconsin pork industry. This year, 135 youth submitted applications for consideration. That's a look at food news on a Wednesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain, some of it locally heavy in the overnight with blustery east winds and lows in the lower 40s. Rain will be likely Wednesday, changing to snow in the late afternoon. Falling temperatures, little to no snow accumulation is expected. It's 42 at our studios.
I always vote, though. That is the only civic thing I do in my life, vote. Yes, not even really because I care so much about who wins. I just like to see how old the ladies are working at the polls. It is astonishing. And people are always like, can you believe how our elections get so screwed up? Yeah. Have you seen the ladies in charge? I mean, God love them, but they are ancient.
Here's your ballot, honey. I voted for Taft.
What? Excuse me?
Well, I'm with the Whig Party. We're trying to make a comeback, huh?
half the stuff, I don't even know why we're allowed to vote on it. Judges, why are we allowed to vote on that? No one has any real information about it. At the last time I voted in Los Angeles, there were 3 pages of judges. And I thought, you know, I don't know. The only judge I know a lot about is Judy, and she is not listed. But what's sad is I didn't leave it blank. I just stood there and randomly hired and fired people for no good reason. I'm like, well, the women are staying. I could tell you that. There's a nice Irish name, one of my people.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Some love and local news. Timeless hits at WRJN 640. Looking for rain and snow today. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees. Chance of snow tonight. Lows 24. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs near 40. Right now it's raining. It's 43 degrees here at Radio Park. Better rain than snow, right? And 43 degrees. I like that too. 640 our time right now. All right. A survey came up with the top things we're afraid of when driving. Here they are. Top 10 in order. Snow. Number one. Black ice. Fog, highways, parallel parking. Really? You're afraid of that? Driving in an area you don't know, especially at night and raining. Oof. I'm terrified just thinking about it. Big cities, rain, passing trucks, and country roads. Now, see, I'm a big city boy. And country roads at night, when I don't know where I'm going, they scare me. Anything rural frightens me. My wife even mentioned that to someone. She's very frightened of rural areas. I think I watched too much Dateline. That's probably one of the problems. Anyway, yeah, snow and black eyes. And I don't know if it's just my eyes or whatever. When it rains at night or even rains, you know, when it's getting dark, I can't see the lines on the road anymore, especially the ones on Spring Street. They need to redo those lines, especially with all the glare from the lights. They kind of disappear. Maybe we should do that. I'll have somebody in here. I'll have the line person in here. And see if we can get those lines redone on, especially Spring Street and any major road. On the dark roads, it doesn't matter because there are no lights shining on the rain to screw you up. But anyway, that's just me. It's 641 local news, Timeless Hits. Oh, yeah. Speaking about Timeless, these are the Searchers at WRJN.
Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Everybody stops and stares at my baby when she's walking down the street. People passing by just look at my baby, 'cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and spice and all things nice. Kiss her sweeter than
Timeless Hits at WRTN with the Searchers, Sugar and Spice. It's 6:43. Looking for rain and snow today. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees. Little or no accumulation. Rain right now, 43 degrees here at Radio Park. Are you a liar? Well, let's find out. A survey asked people how often they lie. The average person said 48 times a year. That seems pretty low to me. Here are the most common lies we tell, according to the survey anyway. Everything is fine. Now, sometimes, you ever see somebody at work that got a real scowl on their face? Is everything okay? Everything's fine. And you know it's not fine. That you liked a gift you really didn't like. Now, we all do that one. You don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. That you're too busy to do something. That we're late because we were stuck in traffic. Saying you're on your way when you haven't left yet. Now, how many times have you done that? You know, your spouse calls and says, have you left it? Yeah, I'm on the road now. And they know you're not on the road. Lying about why you were late to work and lying about your age. That I've never done. I don't know why people lie about their age. I mean, what's going to happen if you tell the truth about your age? It's 6:45 local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. So the question is, after hearing all that, are you a liar?
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548.
That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit, Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at GrandpasBarbecueShop.com.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Vell Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader. He's also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Is
he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Who's your daddy?
Is
he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Season for love.
the zombies time of the season. 6:52 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Rain and snow today. The average is falling to around 35 degrees. Right now it's raining and 45 degrees here at Radio Park. All right. I got some results from a survey on sleep positions. Men are more likely to be on the right side of the bed than women. Women are more likely to face away from their partner. And 20% of people would not be willing to switch their sleeping sides of the bed. Now, I would not, but it's not because I don't like that side of the bed. It's because I have a nightstand with everything on it in the exact position the way I like it. And I don't want to go to the other side because then it wouldn't be the exact, it would be just the opposite. And I don't want that. You know, I'm kind of set in my ways with the way my nightstand is. So, you know, I don't want to change it. Hey, you getting up for work today? Do you feel like this?
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Four Seasons, local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. All right, the most expensive age of the average person's life. What do you think it is? According to the survey, 31. It's because that's the age most people either have a wedding, honeymoon, buy a house, have a baby, or do all those things together. I think mine was in my mid-20s. I got married, I had my daughter, and from that point on, it was the most expensive, and it got more expensive and more expensive, and it didn't stop, but it started in my mid-20s. I remember when I didn't cash it, when I was single in my early 20s, I didn't cash my paychecks. I had my company actually call me and say, you're not cashing your paychecks. I had like six of them because I didn't need the money. I was single, you know, living at home still, and I said, I don't need money. And then I got married and had a kid. Where are those checks I didn't cash? I need them now. Anyway, 6:56 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Ah, here come Three Dog Night. Mama told me not to come.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on lights, cause I don't want to see. to this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me that's come.
Night, Mama told me not to come. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. There you go, one more note. What do Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, Sting, and Ariana Grande all have in common? They're appearing on Barbra Streisand's upcoming duets album. Yeah, they're all going to be there with Barbara. Now, in other rock and roll paradise news, Daryl Hall says he will never, ever reunite with John Oates. He says, by the way, I wrote 90% of the songs. Here's another, by the way. I bet you won't be invited to be on the duets album with Barbra Streisand. It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump is doubling down on tariffs.
Tariffs are about making America rich again and making America great again, and it's happening, and it will happen rather quickly.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress, Trump singled out Europe, Brazil, India, and others that tax U.S. imports, and he says reciprocal tariffs will start April 2nd. Trump used the speech to push other parts of his agenda forward. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
In his address, President Trump claimed he would soon balance the budget.
I want to do what has not been done in 24 years.
But he's endorsed a plan.